Thank you. The next speaker, please, is Mr. Gleeson, who is also speaking for seeking an independent review of the Scone Airport and Aviation Museum project.
Thank you, Mr. Nick. Can I say that, unfortunately, I didn't think I was speaking because I thought we were being cut back to three, so my wife still has all my notes at the office.
So the code of conduct does actually, code of meeting practice does actually stipulate three for and three against.
I understood that.
We decided after the request that we would allow it.
I only found out when I got here, sorry. Anyway, I'll just have a little, I think Daryl's been very good. I could just go ditto and sit down. But I think what I'll do is I'm supporting your motion. And this is a bit like following a very good tennis player or something after Daryl's little effort. But anyway, I'll just bring it back down to maybe a personal level, I think. Councillors, you're all elected people. You're only me or any of these people sitting in here. And I understand that you do a good job and you give up a lot of your time for 4 years. I personally think it should be three. But we're here to talk about the airport. Did none of you think that spending something like $25 million on the Scone Airport was a lot of money? Did anybody sort of stop and say, hang on, this is a lot of money to be spending?
Sorry, Mr. Gleeson, what you're actually saying there is quite derogatory. I don't know if you realise it or not, and you are not allowed to ask questions of council or staff, so just remember that too.
If I was sitting there as a councillor, I would have straight away, and this is the thing that alarmed me, I thought, $25 million is a lot of money for Scone. Scone's grown from 2,700 in 1970 when I blew in to 5,500 now. I personally think Scone may have reached its peak or be very close to reaching its peak because of mainly the expressway that's opened up between Singleton and Newcastle. A lot of our young families are now leaving and moving down there, and you can't blame them, I guess. I'm concerned at the figures that have been thrown up. I too have done it. My wife's done a lot of research on this and unfortunately has the notes that I was going to bring up. I'm just concerned as a ratepayer. We all know that it's on what we call black soil in Scone out there. We all know that. And it's not going to change. The black soil just plays havoc, whether it's dry, wet, or whatever happens as years go by. And the airport, without a doubt, is probably in the wrong spot. But I'm just trying to work out how our little population, how our little town is going to bring along 1,000 people each week, visitors, to look through that museum. I'm not against any of this. I'd love to go out there and have a cup of coffee at the little coffee shop if there's one. I would honestly love to do it. I'll take Daryl and anybody else that wants to come and I'll shout. But I get around and speak to a lot of people in this town. I have a little men's group that meet every fortnight and have a cup of coffee and we talk about illnesses. And of course we talk about council. And all of them are concerned basically at how the hell do we pay back a $10 million loan? How the hell does that work? The figures don't stack up. They've been plucked. Honestly, they have. With all due respect, most of these things are usually somebody's dream. These little jobs that happen in these villages like Scone. Whether it's the sporting complex, whether it's the cycleway, whatever, most of them are dreams and we get some money together and we get in and do them. This is a very big dream. It's $25 million. And honestly, we don't know whether or not it could stop just like that. I understand Mr. Lowy has taken away his support or whatever of the Tamora set up, which is probably the closest to Scone. Some of the comparisons that are being used have got nothing in comparison with Scone. The population of Scone is 5,500, not 90,000. Or the one down in 1 minute to go. Okay, so I would like to thank Councillor Abbott for bringing this up to everybody's attention. I think Daryl has done a great job to bring it to your attention that the community are concerned. Look at the people here. You probably haven't had this good crowd since the swimming pool issue, which hasn't been resolved. But in all honesty, I asked councillors to have the review. Isn't it safer for the councillors to have a review at this stage, an independent review? Well, I can tell you, if I was sitting there, that's what I'd be looking for. I don't know whose dream it is. Mr. Parr offered to buy and build. Why didn't we just support him with that? Honestly, why didn't we just support the man with what he was going to do? Good on him. I wish we'd gone that way, to be honest. And perhaps it's not too late to go that way. Thank you.
Question, Mr. Mayor, please.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Gleeson, for that report.
Right.
You are aware, of course, that you can't get grant funding for private enterprises as purchaser, as you said a while ago. Just to pay, I think.
Oh, that's fine. He made the offer, I understand.
Yeah, but he couldn't get grant funding. But anyway, we won't go to that. So the $10 million that's owing, you are aware that we've applied to the federal government for more money?
No.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? You asked a question, if you like, I might answer it. You said, whose dream was it? Someone's dream.
Yep.
It's a document I found on my desk when I came into the mayor's office. I think it was 2002, Scone Airport prospectus. I dusted that off, and that's where we got it from. A lot of what is in the current report and the project is actually developed from that.
So it's going to be Wayne's dream?
It could be Wayne's dream, if you like.
Okay. We've had a fair few Billy Rose dreams, and he's followed through with most of them. So we'll see how we go.
Someone else's dream, I just pulled
you it just
back
picked out. It up.
Indeed. Anyway. I won't try and plagiarise that.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.